Greetings, ladies and gentle germs. Welcome to another episode of Your 30 with Marty and the Arrogant Observer. What's going on there, Arrogant Observer?
Sup. I was trying hard to figure out what I was about to say, and
Sup
I
came up with... was the one you
I came up you with absolutely fucking
nothing. No, that's cool. No, you made a decision. You know, that's more than most.
It wasn't a bold choice.
It was a choice. That's that's all that matters. What's going on with you, sir? How are you doing today?
I'm good.
Great. That's wonderful. I'm really happy for you.
Very interested for this trip.
Yeah, so you're going out of town. We're recording early. So, you know what? What the hell? Why not? Yeah, get this thing up early and out the way. So I don't have to worry about it on Friday. But, yes. But so tell the folks where you're going.
I am going to Canada.
He's going to Canada. So
I'm
that means,
coming
folks.
Coming back.
When are you coming back? No, but when? How long are you going to be there?
Saturday.
Coming back Saturday. So he's leaving. You're leaving on Wednesday. So for those of you who may hear this, you know, in our Canadian fans, you could, maybe say hello to the Arrogant Observer.
As a matter of fact, feel free to just play O Canada just right under this, just right here.
Okay, why not? I mean, you know.
I mean, you can do work, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, I'm not really feeling the O Canada, but I'm like, you know what? I don't have anything bad to say about him, so I don't think this is no form of disrespect.
You know, I tried my best to find the Canadian national anthem put to a bounce beat, and unfortunately, I cannot do it.
Like it hasn't been done yet.
It hasn't been done yet.
Okay, all right, fair enough.
Which is wild because everything can be put to a bounce beat. Literally everything.
I'm sure if you make,
I've heard the Cheers theme song put to a bounce beat.
I'm sure if you make a strong enough request, somebody will. I mean, it's not impossible. We can make it happen, man. We have the tools. We can make it happen, man. It's only a dream. I'm telling you, it's only a dream. All right, everybody, it's out in the ether. We would like O Canada to a bounce beat. Now, for those of you who don't know what a bounce beat is,
Google it.
Because I mean, Marty's
Big
Freed
have been out for a while, you know, doing.
She's got
doing
a bunch
thing.
Of, yeah. She's got a bunch of, you know, hits, records, tracks.
So bounce music
cuts,
is like I said. Bounce music is kind of the same way that go-go music is. All of everybody knows about it, but it's not like a national like trend or nothing.
Fair enough. Okay.
People know about bounce music just like they know about go-go music.
Yeah, you know what they do now, definitely. Yeah, it's definitely a thing that's well known. But so man,
like I said, what is his name? Kyle introduced me to go-go music. Shout out to Kyle, who is currently in London.
Everybody's going to London. Is there some? Did I miss like the sale?
Kyle is doing an acting workshop in London.
Oh, dope!
With, if I'm not mistaken, at Cambridge or Oxford, I can't remember.
That motherfucker, man! I tell you, just never. It's like when the fuck are we gonna see this motherfucker? Man?
Where is that?
When are we ever gonna see him again? I don't know. But yeah, no. But I who else is in London that we've gotten
international spreading all over
the world. But yeah, no. I saw somebody else in London or Paris. I can't remember. Everybody's everywhere, man. I feel like I'm the only one who hasn't.
Well, no,
left the country, really.
Margaret.
Yeah, Margaret's out of the country too.
Went to Paris. Went to Paris and London.
And London. Okay, fair enough.
Which
so
is,
she may have
from
been
what I understand,
that
not that hard to do. Mm-hmm. If you're in England, they have like a train that goes underneath the English Channel from
but you have
one
to
place
get there
to
first.
You gotta.
You make it like it's so simple. Like you just get on a train, but it's no. You gotta get there first.
Which is not hard because here in New Orleans,
you can
fly nonstop. On British Airways, straight to London.
How much do those tickets go for?
About $1,100.
Okay, that's actually cheaper than I thought. I was thinking in the 2000s.
It's not bad, but
no,
like
it's
I
not,
said,
it's, yeah, you know, it's something to save up for. But you know, still, that's manageable
it's,
if one
it's
wants
fair.
If one do one. If one does.
Trying to wedge that in if there so does, damn hard. I am. I don't get
if
it.
One does.
So let me ask you a question. Did you visit that website?
Which one?
The one we talked about last.
Oh, it came today.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, I haven't opened it yet because I'm waiting until it happens. Anyway, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I understand. But yeah, I understand fully.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's isn't that dope? That's fucking.
I'm going to
It was actually pretty quick. It was a quick turnaround. I got like put in the order. The message came through and, you know, boom. Yeah.
I've got to get one of my own.
Now, I think last week
to
I
know
said,
exactly what we're talking about,
you're going to have to listen to last week's episode.
And if you listen to last week's episode, of course, y'all are going to end up screaming and hollering, laughing at us, or screaming and hollering because you think we need to go to hell for the things
depends
we
on
said
how you feel.
Last week.
Depends on how you feel.
Don't look at Robert Isley. Robert Isley can't save you.
Don't look at Ronald Isley. Ronald Isley can't save you.
Oh, God.
You didn't please, Mr. Kelly.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
Oh, yes.
That is
He's
terrible.
He's in the manger. Okay, so are you ready to jump into some arrogant observations, my
Oh,
man?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. All right, awesome. Cool. Let's take a quick break, and we'll jump into some arrogant observations.
Ooh, it's time for petty music.
Will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo
Figaro.
Magnifico! I'm just a poor boy and nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah, no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah, we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Let me go!
We'll not let you go.
Never let me go!
I don't know if it'll get to that point. I don't know if we'll let it go that far. For me, for me. Down, 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 down.
For real?
Down, 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 down. I don't know. I don't know if we'll get that far. We'll see. Who knows? Who knows?
People
who knows,
are going
man?
To
who knows, Mato? Who knows? Who knows, man? Who knows? Who knows if we're going to make it that, man? You know, man?
Lord.
Who knows if we're going to grow the quarter, another kilo? She love me in the morning, man. You know what I'm saying, man?
We're not going to be the only Negroes in the world that doesn't fucking worship this goddamn.
I don't worship it. You know what's something funny? I've never actually seen it and I own it.
What?
Never actually seen it. And I own a steel book, a copy of it.
Ain't that a bitch.
And I haven't opened it, but I can't say that somebody else hasn't. But yeah, that's true. That's a fact. And now that you mention it, I kind of feel bad about it. So I'm going to see if I can put my hands on it and actually watch it. How did you say that? Yeah.
I was shaming without shaming.
You were. You were.
Ain't that a bitch?
Yeah.
Anyway.
How you have some shit you don't know nothing about? How you have movies you ain't seen?
So
Les Mis doesn't count.
We're going to deal with the funny, and then we're going to deal with the real.
Oh, boy.
Funny so,
first.
So we have to deal with the White House basically being on fire every goddamn day.
I kind of turned off my alerts because every 5 minutes, I swear,
it's like
they're telling me something about Trump.
Somebody's getting
fired.
And the
administration, yeah.
Somebody
in the administration.
Somebody's doing that.
Some kid, some offspring is, demon spawn. I don't know. I used to like these kids, man. Now I can't stand any of them.
Please,
none of
some
them.
Trump children look like fucking children of the corn. They look like they have that eyes wide shut. They're at the eyes wide shut sex party.
Those are the motherfuckers who, if the purge was real, if I were them, I'd train every single day. Because people are coming for you. You just got a face that's like, I gotta shoot that fucker.
It's
like, and then America would want to kill him. So it's sort of be like.
Well, yeah, because, well, you know? No, here's the thing.
Oh,
they
you know,
would fall.
When the purge happens.
When the purge happens, they'd still be protected because they're high ranking officials.
No, I thought everybody was up for grabs.
If they work, no. If you remember the purge.
Now because they're.
Like I said.
Because they're. No, now. Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Right. Damn
like
it.
I said.
Son of a bitch.
Like I said,
you
can't
ruined
use,
my fantasy, man. You ruined our film.
You can't use these explosions. You can't high-ranking officials. You can't kill.
Fuck.
And
that was cool when it protected Obama. Now it's like,
yeah,
I don't know if I like that rule anymore.
Like I said, and
anyway,
when you really think about it, yeah. The Purge ain't nothing but a rich people's fantasy to kill off all the poor people. That's why there's no unemployment. That's why there's no there's no unemployment. There's nothing. There's
no homeless.
Very little crime because there's no homeless people. There's no poor people because on one night on the Purge, you kill all the fucking poor people off.
Yeah.
I don't know why people love the Purge because
but the poor people have all the guns.
Poor people murder.
Well, no, but the poor people would have the guns. Well, I guess not in that world. Because in reality,
poor people have
guns.
The poor people would
poor
have
people
the
have
guns,
lots of guns.
But
lots. Guns they should not have.
Okay.
So, I mean, let's just okay, wait.
Poor people,
I said that kind of loud.
Oh yeah. Poor people.
I didn't say that.
Poor people may have the guns, but they don't have security systems on their houses. It could be very easy for somebody
to kick
in a door and blow somebody head off.
In terms of security, okay, fair enough. No high-tech security.
Who gonna stop him? And even if it's a security
Negroes
system
be,
with an alarm,
be installing
the police
ring
ain't
bells.
Coming.
Negroes be installing ring bells in their apartment.
Who gives a fuck about the alarm? The police ain't coming.
Yeah,
the alarm can ring all you want.
They ain't coming in time.
Put some plugs on and blow some heads off. Anyway.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Let's talk about White House Communications Director Anthony Scaramucci.
Was this supposed to be the light section or the dark section?
No, this is actually the light section.
Oh, boy. We've really brought it there.
Because Anthony Scaramucci, first of all, was this dude who was real hardcore. Like, fuck Trump. Trump is like this horrible person. Mm-hmm. And now that he has become become the communications director, he was all for Trump now. He's basically a sycophant. And sycophant, ladies and gentlemen, is a nice way of saying dick rider.
Okay.
So
dick rider.
That's basically what he was. He's
all right.
He's a dick rider. And he basically was like, oh, the president is awesome. The man was working when his wife went into labor. He was not there for the birth of his child, dealing with Trump shit.
Okay. And this was his choice?
Yeah. It was his choice.
All right.
He was right. Like his
he
made had
a decision.
He had,
like we said, it's
fingers
about
fingers face and tongue halfway up the mango monster's ass. So
okay. All right. Well,
then,
you know, I'm surprised there was room for him up there.
Then he decided that he was going to go on The New Yorker and talk. And the man is actually really filthy. When it comes to the chief of staff, okay. Reince Priebus, he said, quote, Reince is a fucking paranoid schizophrenic, a paranoiac. He channeled Reince Priebus as he said, Bill Shine is coming to... And it's coming in. Let me leak the fucking thing and see if I can cockblock these people the way I cockblocked Scaramucci for 6 months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, this is exactly why you don't publish your real stuff in The New Yorker.
I mean, yeah, I wouldn't recommend it. not after this, no. There's a that doesn't play well.
That doesn't play well.
That'd be a very, very difficult thing to spin.
The phrase he also said, the one that keeps on popping up is the quote, I'm not Steve Bannon. I'm not trying to suck my own cock.
Wow. Don't you love how white people say cock?
First of all, why? Why y'all gotta say cock? It hits harder than dick.
I don't know. It's just like dick feels personal. It's like, you know what? You're a dick. I'm just like, yeah, thanks. It's like, you're a cock, man.
Well,
it's like,
cock does sound more proper.
That's just,
I would be less offended if somebody told me to go suck my cock rather than go suck a dick.
Go suck a cock, man. Ugh, why would you tell me that? Fucking, well, it's so fucking gross, man.
Hey, Jimmy, go suck a dick.
Damn, bro, why you had to say it like that, man?
It was
hurt
like
my feelings.
Like I said, that's,
you know, it's a whole different thing. It's a whole different thing. It just rolls right off you when you say that. It's like, yeah, that makes sense.
Eat a dick, nigga. It hits like, a little bit harder than go suck a cock. The fuck?
Oh, man.
So 11 yes. days right. after this man did all of this, his wife divorced him.
Well, good
he
for
missed,
her.
He missed the,
somebody wins.
He missed the birth of his child, and 11 days after he was named White House Commission's Communications Director, he has been fired.
Well, that's Trump's MO, man. We forget.
Surprise,
he loves to fire motherfuckers.
Surprise, Mooch. You fucking screwed your entire life for an 11-day job.
Yes, sir. The pooch is indeed screwed. Yep.
I don't think I've ever had a job for that short of a time.
I don't. Wow. Yeah, not me either. Me either.
No. Have you? I have one. Yeah? I've had a job for
11 days?
1 week. Five.
I think if I had one that short, maybe. But
this
was
like,
not
this was like 6 years
now.
Ago.
Okay.
Back when I was supposed to be a baggage handler. They were showing us, okay, this, I was supposed to be like a baggage handler for another airline, and this was long before I joined my airline, mm-hmm. but they were like, okay, so you got to make sure you are aware of everything on the ramp, and then they were like, because if you're not aware of everything on the ramp, this might happen, and they were doing like a slideshow of a training, and they mm-hmm. clicked over, and they basically showed us, what's left of a person who got too close to a jet engine.
And, well, don't leave us on the edge of our seats.
I quit the
what
same
was
day.
Left. You quit?
Yes.
Because of what happened to somebody who was too close to a jet engine.
You
must describe what transpired here. I mean,
well,
tell us how many fragments. What were we looking at? Were we looking at skin intact with eyeballs, face, chin, nose, elbow,
it looked
hairline.
Like, it looked like ground beef.
Oh.
Ground beef on the ramp. That's it.
Ground beef on the ramp.
Like all I right. said, it's just it. That
That's,
was.
That paints a picture.
It's like, first off, you'll die. Second off, we'll have to cancel the flight.
Yeah,
I'm like,
oh, okay. Well, that's a shame that everybody's fucking
inconvenienced,
by my ground meat body.
It was like, you got to pick me up and put me in a fucking plastic baggie.
We're sorry. We're going to have to ask everyone to vacate the plane. We've had an unfortunate accident. One of our lovely technicians has gone on to the other side. But if you see your stewardess, they will be giving you... I don't know. I don't have anything.
First of all...
Yeah.
Who in the hell says stewardess anymore?
I don't know. What do they say now?
Flight attendant.
I'm sorry. Flight attendant.
They say flight
stewardess!
Attendant.
Stewardess! You could tell I'm fucking from the Mad Men generation. Stewardess! Do I remember the day when we could smoke on these bastards?
Which I never understood anyway, because you're basically sitting up here breathing recycled air, so you want to fucking smoke on the plane?
That would only fucking work if everybody smoked. And there's no fucking way in hell it'd be a cigarette. It'd have to be weed.
Well, shit.
He wants to argue, but he can't. I win. I win.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is you. This is Janie up in the front. Ladies and gentlemen, we are going to start our in-flight movie. That is going to be Dude, Where's My Car? If you wouldn't like to see the in-flight movie, feel free to turn your channel to any of the XM radio stations. We have Foghat, Jefferson Airplane, and Kendrick Lamar for any of our African-American listeners. Once again, thank you for flying High Times Airlines.
Man, I feel like 90% of the audience at Kendrick Lamar's concerts are white folks. Am I wrong?
No.
I feel like just as many white folks
not at all
go to those fucking concerts now, man. It's like when y'all say, like, you know, it's like when I hear DNA now, it just feels so fucking different. Because it's like, I remember going to this show. It might have been the Uzi Vert concert. And there was nothing but white kids.
I still don't understand what that thing, what an Uzi Vert is.
I don't understand what an Uzi Vert is either. I didn't even know what an Uzi Vert looked like. I didn't know what an Uzi Vert was. But apparently he wasn't left off Bad and Bougie. I did it. I worked it in. Drink, everybody. Drink. It's happening. Anyway.
Nigga, what? Who's that let off that movie?
What the fuck did you say?
It will always happen. That I would never go bad about it.
Huh? I'm not following you down that rabbit hole.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's move on to.
What are we talking about?
Some fuck ass niggas.
Okay. All right, what fuck ass niggas are we talking about today?
Apparently by the name of Lil Duval, disturbs me because if you're over 30 and you're calling yourself Lil, there's a problem there. Mm-hmm. He decided.
How old are you, Lil Duval? 40, shouty.
Yeah, 40, shouty. No.
You know, ain't you a little old to be a rapper?
So this is apparently a comedian. He came out one of them grab bag of comedians that was on like fucking Wildin' Out for one season and shit.
Yeah, I believe pretty accurate. Yeah, yeah. Keep going. So BET Comic View. Yeah, yeah. Keep going. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Straight to DVD movies. Yeah, yeah. Keep going. Yeah, yeah.
So he's he's a forgettable ass nigga.
He's a face you remember only when you see him and forget him as soon as he leaves.
Especially when you're high.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's pretty. I don't know. Before all of this incident, I did have when I think of Lil Duval before this. Well, let's just get to it, because when I think of Lil Duval, I'm like, you know, I kind of like that guy.
Yeah.
But you know, yeah. That was
So
that
he
was before.
Goes on the Breakfast Club.
That was before.
And through all of the shit that they talk, because they have, like I said, anytime there's an interview with people, it's not a like 5-minute interview. It's not a 3-minute. It's like 39, 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. I'm like, it's half this goddamn show.
Right.
So in the midst of that, he basically was like, oh, what would happen? Charlamagne brought up this topic. It's like, oh, what would happen if you were dating somebody and you found out that they were transgender? And he just very clearly went, oh, he got to die. I'm like, the fuck? That shit ain't even funny. It's like he manipulated me. That makes me gay now. He manipulated me. Okay. So naturally, Black Twitter decided to drag the fuck out of not only Lil Duval, but the three people who are fans of Lil Duval, because there's only three. there's only three. Like I said,
It's touchy. It's like this is real for a lot of people. And this is people's lives, so I get it. Oh well, I don't get it. Is the problem? I guess is what I should say. I don't get it. That is the issue. I don't get it.
A lot of reasons why people are pissed is one. Mm-hmm. A couple of days beforehand, Janet Mock, who is a reporter on MSNBC, and an author. Was on there, and they basically played the ignorant nigga card, and they asked them why shit about transgender people. like, oh, it's always the wild fucking nigga card or the ignorant motherfucker card when it comes to transgender people. Oh, so what genitals do you have now? The fuck, nigga? Do you call yourself a man or a woman? Do you think that you were born that way? Or, well, what about this? So what about your... Dude. And she basically had to do this. She does what everybody, every transgender person has to do. Mm-hmm. Well, no, I don't believe that. And two, you shouldn't ask people about the private parts. And three, you shouldn't. And it was just a whole bunch of ignorant shit. So,
and also, like, well, America, like, not just the niggas. I think America is just, like, fascinated by the transgender community.
I think
the journey
at one point,
in general.
What? Envy asked.
What?
Janet.
Oh, please don't make this worse. What?
Envy asked Janet Mock, are you sure that you were meant to be a woman? What if you were just meant to be a gay man? And she basically said, that's not the same thing. Sexuality is who you go to bed with. Gender is who you go to bed as. Right. Because I'm attracted to men doesn't mean that I want to be a man. That's a different part. That's the gender and sexuality are two different fucking things. Like I said, gender is over here. Sexuality is over here. Gender is who you are. Sexuality is who you like to fuck. A lot of times, sometimes never the twain shall meet. You have transgender people who are straight, gay, bi, all fucking levels of the fucking Kinsey scale. So whether I like to do this with this person or do that with that person, that has absolutely nothing to do with my gender and my gender expression. And that's what a lot of people think is like, oh, if you like boys or if you like girls or if you like such and such, then that's the reason why you're transgender. That doesn't, and it doesn't really make sense when you really fucking break it down. So needless to say, Charlamagne's being a dick.
Oh, what did he do? What did he do?
He's basically saying, oh, they took me out of context. Lil Duval doesn't give a fuck. And is not apologizing for shit.
I kind of respect that. I mean, like, nah, I'm, well, you know. Here's the thing. It's, I don't know. Well, go ahead and finish your thing. Because it's like, there's so many topics to talk about right now. But yeah.
When it comes to transgender people. Mm-hmm. Joking about killing somebody
is
fucked up. And mainly because there are so many
problematic.
So many trans people who are getting killed. It's like one person every fucking month.
Exactly.
Nobody really gives a fuck.
Right.
You're not going to see a popular hashtag for a trans person. You'll see it for a black man. You'll see it even less for a black woman. You may not see it for a black gay person. And when it comes to black trans people, oh, it's just another black trans person that got murdered. That's a real shit. And you basically joking about that shit like it's nothing. You wouldn't joke about Mike Brown. You wouldn't fucking joke about Trayvon Martin.
That shit wouldn't be funny to you.
That shit wouldn't be funny. So why the fuck do it to these trans people? And here's the thing. Look, this is my opinion. Mm-hmm. I can't say too much of it because I am a cisgender person. Mm-hmm. But transgender people don't owe you shit unless they are dating you and are about to have sex with you. If you are attracted to a transgender person walking down the street and you try and fucking holler at them, they don't owe you shit. Leave them the fuck alone. Y'all start dating. Y'all get down. Look, this is what... And I think any trans... In my opinion, any trans person would be like, yeah, that's about right. look, this is what's going on with me before we go any further. Mm-hmm. So keep it moving. But a trans person walking down the street and you sitting up there trying to holler at them, they don't owe you shit.
Well, the
leave
thing
them
is,
the fuck alone.
Well, here's the thing.
He's an ignorant jackass.
He's ignorant. Well, he's ignorant. Yeah. All right. I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that. But what I will say, if there's any defense to give, is that so he was prompted for, like, he was asked a question, and, you know, he answered her terribly. But this isn't something he voluntarily offered up. And
your
it's inner just,
tube is running out of air, sir.
I know, man. I know. I'm trying here, dude. And it is, I can't swim. Shut the fuck up, bird.
Now, sorry, everybody. He's speaking up for the memory of your previous bird, which, as we all know.
Yeah, every time I think of the other bird, I look at the ceiling fan to make sure the bitch isn't spinning.
Oh!
I know that's terrible, but it's true, man.
Ooh.
I just don't want, like, if anything happens to this bird, I don't want it to happen on my watch. It's like, I'm like super safe.
I thought you clipped the bird's wings.
Oh, yeah. No, well, she just recently got them snipped. But before, about two, maybe 2.5 weeks ago, she was taking flight. So, and she likes to, what she does now, too, and now it's turned into the bird section. But it doesn't matter. Never mind. Don't worry about it. Let's get back on the subject.
I'm just saying, when it comes to trans people, why can't you leave motherfuckers the fuck alone? And here's another thing. Why are you so fucking got such a stranglehold on your fucking masculinity to the point where if you are attracted, you are attracted to a trans person and you find out that they're trans, you got to kill them. They didn't do any fucking thing to you.
Like, the thing that somebody...
They didn't get your fucking dick hard. I mean...
The question... I don't know. I feel as though if this dialogue could have been had with him, we could have alleviated this. And I think there would have even also, maybe at that point, not even been a need for an apology. Because, okay, he says that, but the next thing is, you know, that's what actually happens. Like...
That actually happens. Yeah.
And I could be wrong, because I don't know him. I don't know this motherfucker. But I don't think his response would be like, I don't give a fuck. I don't think his next words would be, you know, I don't give a fuck.
But he's out of, because after he said that, because he said, oh, they got to die, because that makes me gay now. So, motherfucker, first of all, you can't turn quote unquote gay. You either are gay or you're fucking not. Two, well, I'll leave my personal business out of that, because you know I believe in sexual fluidity. It's a thing.
Wait, what was the fucking line? Goddamn, I always forget it when it comes time for it.
Stop being weird.
Damn, fuck, why can't I remember that? All right. Got it.
Like I said, there's nothing.
I'll remember next time. Stop being weird, nigga. Yeah,
And like I said, there are trans people who walk up and down and live their lives mainly afraid that somebody is going to do shit to them just for being them. The one thing that, every time I think of it, it just reminds me of this this interview that Laverne Cox had, like, when you know, Orange is the New Black just really started popping off, and she was like, oh, people notice me now and they want to take pictures with me or something. And there was one time when I was trying to, you know, hurry up and get to a meeting in New York, and somebody grabbed me from behind, and I jerked around ready to fight, because I'm a trans girl in New York. Half the time, that's what you have to do if somebody's running up on you. You don't know what the fuck is going to happen to you. And for her to just say that, and it was just an offside in, people notice me out in the street kind of shit. But I'm like, God damn, You walking in the street and you afraid somebody going to cut you, somebody going to slice you, somebody going to shoot you just because you are who the fuck you are. And yes, as black people, we deal with that in a certain level, but we don't deal with that in a level that trans men and women, especially trans men and women of color, do. Because here in New Orleans, there was a situation a couple of months ago where two trans people here in Louisiana were murdered. So it comes real close.
Well, you mentioned that hashtag. There's somebody I follow on Instagram. I can't remember. I feel terrible not remembering what the hashtag was. But like it always, every so often, it's like it's China something. China, come on, man.
I know who you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, that's one of the trans people that was killed here in New Orleans.
Yes, yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
Now, that comes up on my feed sort of like, I don't know, I'm not going to lie, it hasn't come up often. Or not often, I mean recently. But it used to come up at least like once or twice a week. And I haven't seen it in a while now.
And
but,
like I said, it happens and people forget about it.
Yeah.
And people don't give, let's be real, a lot of people don't give a fuck.
I mean,
and like
yeah.
I said,
I think that's the majority.
And the transgender issue does come up because not only he said this shit, but like I said, last week when whatever the fuck his name is.
You did it. You said it. You said it.
Yeah, I actually said
you
it once
said
beforehand.
It. Oh, shit. Well, that one's fucking gone. That one's because who the
slip.
Fuck's going
to... let that slip.
Nah, yeah. I've gotten... Yeah, we're going to just let one of them go ahead to go. But we got one.
The Tangerine Tornado.
There we go.
Yeah,
I missed it, man. I missed that first one.
Decided to say... he was going to ban transgenders from the military. Mm-hmm. And like I said, so... At this point, these are the kind of people that it just seems openly that America is openly fine with fucking with. And you know what? I'm not going to have that bullshit. It takes all of us. I'm going to close on this. I think, in my opinion, it takes all of us to stop that bullshit. If you see somebody talking about transgender people or saying transphobic shit, say, hey, that shit is not right. Stop fucking doing that. Like I said, the dog agrees. It's like, you call people out. If you call more people out on their bullshit, or at least say something. Don't let, oh, grandma saying this, and we gonna let her be because she's grandma. No. Call her out on her bullshit. White people, call your racist ass cousins out on their bullshit. Call your transphobic ass cousins out on their bullshit.
Call grandma.
Call your uncle who keeps on sending you Make America Great Again emails out on their bullshit. Because that's the only way they're gonna fucking stop.
Yeah.
And that's my
agreed.
Segment.
All right, awesome. That was wonderful. Good job, sir. I am going to refill my cup, and then we're going to jump into some Marty's World. We're going to take some pills, and we're going to get on in here. Goddamn, goddamn. Long live the chief. He don't run.
Used to know a girl named Tina. Had two kids and a nigga. Well, she ain't really need them. Work so hard to get the best. She going to do whatever for a check. Yeah, she going to do the dirty work. She going to do the dirty work. She gon' do the dirty work. She gon' do the dirty work. Dirty, dirty, dirty work. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Used to know a girl named Keisha. Took my heart and she left about a bow in pieces. Keisha had a whole lot of ass. Told me call her when I get enough.
All right.
Oh,
what's up?
Let's see what you're talking about now, because I have actually a question for you. And it just popped up on my timeline again. So, but
all right.
So,
what is it? What's that?
Well, what are you talking about first?
Man, I thought you had something to say. You made me take a big old sip. And you ain't had nothing to say. Okay. Mm-mm. What was I going to talk about? Oh, shit. You put me on the spot, man. I forgot. Nah, I'm kidding. Nah, I was going to do some TV talk. I want to talk about Game of Thrones. Why? What do you have?
Well, I have something that's related to Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. Ooh, cool. I want to talk Game of Thrones and Power. Oh, awesome. What do you got?
Well, it's mildly, you know,
spoilery.
Well, no, it's not spoilery because I haven't watched anything. Oh, but
well, what is it then? What is it?
Well, I know that these the producers of Game of Thrones are supposed to be coming out with this sort of alternate reality television show on HBO called Confederate.
Oh my God. What? This is news to me. When did that happen? When did you hear about that?
See, this is the exact reason why your ass is not on social media at all, period.
No, I'm not.
I haven't
seen the latest episode of Insecure, so you can't get on Facebook because you hoes like to talk.
True. is that the name of it? You hoes like to talk?
That's you hoes like to talk. Gotta stay off social
the
media.
The title of this.
You hoes like to talk.
Anyway. But
you ain't loyal and you like to talk.
Oh my God. So anyway,
yeah,
there is the producers, mainly white, have decided that they are going to be developing a series called Confederate. Right. And it takes place in an alternate reality where the Civil War was not the Confederate. The Confederate States won the Civil War, so it takes place in a alternate present where there is a Mason-Dixon demilitarized zone, and slavery is still legal. And it's supposed to focus on the families of the people, basically the families of the people who have... who are ancestors of folks who fought in the Civil War and basically have a multi-conglomerate that includes slaves.
Wow.
See, this is exactly why you're not on social media.
It's something I'm just...
On Twitter this past Sunday when Game of Thrones came on, when people were live tweeting it, they were all live tweeting it with the hashtag No Confederate. Now,
I mean, you want to cancel this show, man? Don't watch. Nobody fucking watch or stream it. That's how you get this shit canceled.
Here's the crazy thing about this. They are doing this basically on the heels of the Amazon show, The Man in the High Castle, which is an
I've heard of. Yeah,
which is an alt for those of y'all. It's based on a Philip K. Dick novel where there's an alternate reality where Hitler and the Axis powers won World War II, broke up America, and one half of America belongs to the Nazis. The other half of America belongs to Japan. There's a buffer zone in the middle. And they basically eradicate the Jews, enslave all the black people again. and what little and any Slavic people they put on reservations like the Native Americans. So, that's a thing.
Well, still, not happy about that. Now you've dampered my Game of Thrones talk.
And like I said, okay. I know we have talked many times before when it comes to certain works of art that come with the pain of slavery. Yes, on the one hand, I'm getting tired of seeing them, but we also argued on the other hand, we need to see this history because if we don't see this history, people are openly out there to erase it. But when it comes to this, no.
Sorry. I just realized that somebody forgot their cell phone. But that's okay. She just got it back yesterday, so it sucks. She's used to not having it anyway, so it's fine. But anyway, yeah.
But no, hell no. I'm not working along with this. I'm not seeing fucking your.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be watching that.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to be watching
that. So I get the notion of roots. I do get the notion of roots because roots was important. Not only the 1977 roots, but the 2016 roots, it was still important because we are dealing with the after effects of that today. But to see modern day slavery and their depiction of the Confederate states being split up and the Mason-Dixon demilitarized zone, fuck that shit.
It's not, you know, to be honest with you, it's not even that. This just doesn't sound like something that's for me. You know, you can say the producers of Game of Thrones, but that's not an automatic ticket for me. And it's not yet. You know what? Because the slavery thing, it doesn't bother me as much as it just doesn't sound like a good idea. Or something I want to see, I should say. Not that it's not a good idea. Just nothing I'd want to see. So, yeah. That's very disappointing.
Pops into my mind is a black woman working at a desk in a multinational corporation in Atlanta with a chain around her foot chained to the desk. And that was the first image that popped into my mind. I was like, fuck this.
Oh, okay.
Fuck this shit.
Yeah, that's very, if I had that image too, I'd be like, fuck it too. Another thing too I want to talk actually before I get into Game of Thrones is, have you seen Drake's father's music video?
No.
You have not seen it?
No.
No? You refuse to watch it?
That sounds very odd.
Okay. So Drake. So Champagne Poppy. Champagne Grandpoppy. I can't remember who said that. I can't remember who came up with that one. But I read that somewhere. Somebody else came up with that one. That one wasn't me. Champagne Grandpa.
Ladies out the nursing home, bringing them to a hotel room.
You know,
making them listen to old funk music.
I mean, like, so you know, of course, we've seen pictures of Drake's dad before. So, we have. I'm not into the social media stuff, and I don't like stalk people. So I've only seen still images. I haven't come across a lot of videos. I've never heard him talk before, his father talk before, but apparently he's got a lot of interviews and shit out there. It's not, like, it's not no real secret. People know who he is. So I click on this video.
He's a musician.
Yeah. I don't know.
He's also the reason why, what you call him, got dual citizenship.
Right, Drake?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fair enough.
Well, because he's from Virginia.
Right, okay. It's Virginia?
I thought it was Virginia. Virginia, North Carolina.
Fair enough. Yeah, I could be wrong. I don't know.
One of them states with niggas.
Yeah, exactly. With the blues fucking musicians. So I never heard him speak, never heard him really sing or anything like that. So when I clicked on this video, I just thought it was interesting. I was like, oh, okay, cool. I got to get to see him in motion for the first time. And the sound that came out was surprisingly pleasant. It's like, you know, it was, you know, he had this old school, you know, soul sound to him or
kind
whatever.
Whispers kind of vibe.
Like more like the Drifters, I guess. So maybe I don't know. I can't remember. He's like the missing five heartbeat. He's the sixth heartbeat. If your heart had six beats, he's the missing one.
is a nursing home for love.
And I've learned. Shut up, Barry. You're laughing too. You can't laugh. This is our joke. Waka, waka, waka. Who wants to hear some funny ass jokes? Anyway, but so it was actually, it's pretty interesting, the video and everything. I actually thought you would have seen this by now, but
I have not.
You have not yet. It's pretty interesting. I'm kind of wondering what's going to happen with it. Apparently it was just released like yesterday, so not a lot of talk about it, but I imagine everybody's going to be jumping on board on this. But back to my Game of Thrones, man. So since I don't really have an outlet for it right now, I kind of wanted to just kind of, you know, touch bases with everybody and talk about it a little bit. So Arya's back. Yeah, favorite. If I ever have a daughter, her name will be Arya. Oh, that sort of seals my fate, not hers. Ooh. Anyway, you got to watch this show to get it. Anyway, what else happened? We got to see the Hound, which is cool. Always good to see him alive and breathing and well.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Also, Mr. So if you didn't, yeah, I guess this is going to be about to get into some real spoilers. So Ed Sheeran, I believe he showed up in the first episode.
Ed Sheeran?
Sheeran, whatever. Everybody keeps saying his name differently, but is that how you say it?
That's his actual name pronunciation, Ed Sheeran.
I have no qualms about that. I'm saying that everybody says it differently.
It sounds like Ed 40.
Sheeran?
Shireen? No, it's
Sheeran.
It's Sheeran.
Sheeran.
Yeah.
Sheeran. Okay, cool. Ed Sheeran.
No, Sheeran.
Sheeran. What am I saying? What am I hearing?
Sheeran.
And what do you say?
Ed Sheeran.
That's what it sounds like you're saying. We have to definitely play this back. But anyway, that guy, the redhead ginger. Listen.
Yeah.
That guy.
Apparently, people were like all up in arms. Why is he in there? And
it didn't. It was kind of.
I saw this on The View.
Well, this sort of thing. Like, this isn't something that kind of. Well, I guess so. It is kind of something that kind of Game of Thrones does, but not so heavy-handedly and over your head with it. It's like, bam. Hey, do you know who this is? Hey, do you know he sings this song? Hey, he's singing. And it's like, okay, we get it, but he's not singing anything we fucking know. So that's wonderful. That's nice.
And Whoopi said,
mm-hmm.
She was basically saying, that happens pretty often. Hey, I'm a fan of this show. Can mm-hmm. I get... That's how... Funny enough, that's how Whoopi ended up on Star Trek.
Oh, because she was a fan of the show?
She was a fan of the show. And it's like, how'd you like to be the bartender with the big-ass hats?
You wear big-ass hats. We was thinking of having a bartender who wore big-ass hats. You wear big-ass hats sometimes. You want to come and wear big-ass hats on the set of Star Trek, Whoopi? Well, I would love to go up and wear big-ass hats on the set of Star Trek, Mr. Star Trek Man.
Mr. Star Trek Man.
That was not funny until you said it back to me.
Mr. Star Trek Man. Somebody hashtag when that you shit. Say,
when you
Mr. Star Trek Man. I'm a nerd, so I know this man's name, Gene Roddenberry.
Oh, shit.
What I find, and this off topic for a hot second, what I always found interesting about Star Trek is the stark difference between the first show in the 60s and the second show in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Because the second show in the 80s was on real, like, philosophical type shit.
Okay.
The first show in the 60s was basically like space western.
Well, you know what? Wait. Okay, I'm sorry.
Kirk will run around, fight the monster of the week, and kiss up on some green woman.
Okay.
That was basically the plot every week.
Fair enough. I mean, I don't know. That formula kind of worked, though, man.
It's like, you know, okay, we're gonna beam down. The people I'm gonna take on this away team is gonna be myself, Captain Commander Spock, Admiral McCoy,
you in that red shirt,
and Ensign Ricky. Fuck, Ensign Ricky be in the back, like, God damn it. Well, yo, Scotty, I'm gonna get workman's comp, right? Oh, I'm not gonna need it. Well, shit.
Well, I got a question.
Ricky turned into a fucking cube.
I got a question, actually. While I was watching the Drake's Daddy video, Champagne Grandpappy, which is how he will be referred to from now on, Champagne Grandpappy. Okay, so in the beginning, this white girl. So the lead, one of the leads, it's not all of the chicks aren't white women, but one of the main chicks we kind of see in the beginning, the camera kind of follow and the story kind of follow. No, Spanx weren't showing. I just wonder sort of in overall and sort of the perception, like, this is your video, you know, Champagne Grandpappy. This is your video. And while you're no stranger to a snow bunny,
Yeah, if you were no stranger, if you were a stranger, Snow Bunny, Drake would be here.
Right. But it's like, but like this girl, because like I feel like the videos are sort of your perception, or at least your fantasy, or the whoever the video, you know, whatever rapper, whoever's video it is, it's their sort of dream perception or whatever what they want to personify. And when they pick women, now granted, I've seen a lot of white women. I've seen a lot of, you know, different ethnicities, if you will. And
this gets weirder and weirder. I've seen a lot of white women in my time.
Seen a lot of white women. Mm-hmm. But like the white women that they choose, or the women that they choose, exotic as they may be, the women that they choose sort of have what, I don't know, and maybe arguably, I could be wrong, and I'm saying this arguably, was traditionally a black woman's body type.
You're saying that you see a lot of white women with ass.
ass, hips, yeah. Yeah.
They have more body types that's more that are more common on women of color, most okay, notably black enough. And Hispanic women.
Fair enough. Okay. So,
cuz black and Hispanic women got some ass.
Oh boy. Well, not famously.
Not
famous. They're like hips, but like famous. Who has famous ass? One famous ass?
J-Lo did.
And, well, I guess Selena kind of counts. You know what? Fair enough. I'll take that.
Is it weird to be like pondering upon Selena's ass?
I don't know. It's not like she was she. How old was she when she died?
Like 20 something.
Yeah, it's cool with me. Okay. It's cool with me, cause that's definitely the version I'm remembering. And if she was legal, I'm fine with it. I don't think we're in a, I don't know, maybe we are in a disrespectful place. Yeah. But I don't know. I don't feel like we are. It's not coming from a mean spirited place. You know
it's not a mean spirited place.
Yeah, it's definitely not a mean spirited place. Woman. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay, cool. So we're both on the same page there. Boom. We have no issues here, man. But
I just don't want every Mexican in America to come after me.
The point of this is the chick that he picked in the main to be the main chick in this video. There was like 40, maybe a minute and 40 seconds left of this video. I feel like it went on forever. But it focused on this girl, and I was just kind of wondering, like, in terms of like when you see that, when a rapper sort of like, you know, this is their vision, their personification, or the image that they want to present into the world, like, do you ever think like, damn, it could have been some more black women in there? You ever think that?
All the time.
All the time? Okay, all cool. Because the way you were looking, I was like, no, I didn't ever think that. I'm like, nah, I'm thinking that more and more now. I'm like, damn, there's really no representation whatsoever.
Rap videos, a lot of them videos, the chicks that they lusting after is either light skin or white.
Or white, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
She gotta be light skin with like curly fucking hair, or she gotta be white. And I'm like,
now granted, I haven't.
They barely have people who are like Gabrielle Union color or Viola Davis color on there. And like I said, you got niggas like Kodak Black out here talking about they don't like dark skinned women. Fuck him in advance.
Well, what the thing is, full disclosure, just for the sake of the conversation, I don't really watch music videos anymore. I don't even know if they air them on television. Huh?
Do they
air them? Is there a place I can? Is there a time?
Early
day
in the morning on MTV.
I can turn on MTV
at like 5 a.m.
And that's it. Is it? Am I right? I do remember that. I remember when I used to get up really early. Like, that used to be. Yeah. No. I remember that. I remember those days. But I don't. That's it though. Now that's it. There's no, because clearly there's no 106 in Park anymore. Okay, got that. It's fine. Because there's no right. No, there's no point in videos anymore. Right. So where do you? What do you like? I don't even understand as an artist. What do you make a music video for? Everybody's just going to download that shit directly from
YouTube.
Apple Music.
Basically for
or
YouTube.
Or Tidal or whatever the fuck they have.
Well, like I said, going back.
But if you, but what I'm saying is like you're spending like some folks a considerable amount of money. Let's not say millions. And only just that Nicki Minaj video that nobody, you know, made no fucking sense to anybody. But
Pills and potions?
No, not. Oh shit, that one didn't make sense either. I don't remember that one.
It's just fucking weird.
I don't remember that one. Yeah, I was actually thinking about the one with the beat that didn't make sense. That didn't even make the album. The one that was like, boom, boom, boom. Yeah, that helped. I don't really know how to make you something about a drum. And shit, I don't remember. It's the first time we saw Amber Rose with her.
Last Nicki Minaj video I saw was Anaconda.
Yeah, I think that's probably everybody's last video they saw. At least the ones we remember.
But here's the thing. People don't sit up here.
I just saw a Nicki Minaj video yesterday, and the last video I seen was Anaconda.
Like I said,
it's true. But everybody loves. They do.
It's less about putting them on television anymore, and it's more about putting them on the internet.
Where there's no money.
What? Yes, there is.
Not enough to garner $500,000 in a video.
There is.
Really?
Like I said, you got too many fucking...
In my candy voice. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Talking through the teeth. Really?
YouTube is a billion-dollar industry. They have fucking YouTubers, folks like Jenna Marbles and Swoozy, and all of these people who get millions of likes, and they monetize their videos. They get corporate sponsors on their videos. They get
Is that happening paid. In the music videos, though?
But if you monetize the music video, you can get money off of that. If you see an ad in front of a music video, that music video is getting money. So
okay, fair enough.
So, like, and you also have YouTube
enough
Red.
To justify the $500,000 budget?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. All right. No, I mean, if I'm sleeping on it, I'm sleeping on it. I feel like I'm being generous calling it $500,000.
Keep also in mind that there's a thing called YouTube Red, which I will never fucking pay for.
Why is that? Why is it like that?
YouTube Red is basically... you
like original content, right?
No, well, it's original content, but you basically get the ads out of your face.
Like forever?
For $12 a month.
Oh, that's the big whoop for that? I thought the big whoop was their original content in movies.
You have original content in movies. They keep on pushing this bullshit movie out, the one with Stacey Dash in it, you don't pass like the standardized test, you're killed.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm kind of interested in that one, actually.
Shit, because let's be real, Stacey Dash would not have passed that motherfucking test.
I thought she died in the trailer. Did that not happen? What movie are we talking about? Shit. Or maybe I made this movie up. I do remember that one, though. It's the... Fuck, what is it, the exam or the quiz, the some shit? I don't know.
It's like, what year did the civil rights movement...
The thinning? Is that what it is, the thinning?
I think that's what that's called.
Yeah, that's it, the thinning.
Like, when was BET formed? BET should have never been formed. Wrong! Send it to the room! Send her to the room!
Oh, goodness. Poor thing. But yeah, no, I didn't even know. I barely remember her in the trailer, even if she was there. But anyway, okay, cool.
Well, she got to make her money somehow. Yeah. She tore her drawers with all the rest of the black people in America.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to say, I guess, more so that there was something big that happened this week. And this, we're going to get into a little bit of a Game of Thrones spoiler talk, folks. So by the time you hear this, it's going to be Wednesday, though. So if you haven't seen it by now, I'm sure Facebook has done everything I'm about to do right now in the much, much worse way.
Hard.
Yeah. So basically, and I'll try to tiptoe around this for the folks who don't want to put their headphones off. But for those of you who will, turn them off now. Here it is. So this week, Game of Thrones, as we all know, is known for violence, gore, sex, rape, manipulation, all just...
And incest for some reason.
And incest, right. There's nothing you can't find inside of Game of Thrones, from what you've heard at least, right? Because you don't watch, but from what you've heard, there's literally nothing you can't imagine that can't... Like, we've got dragons, bitch. I mean, we've got everything. You know what I mean? Like, literally everything.
Dragons sit around and they fly.
They're dragons. They're wonderful. They do good things. They're awesome.
They burn up people.
They burn up folks.
And all while that's happening, somebody is fucking their sister.
Right. Yeah. And that happened as well. And now they're like, they want everybody to know that they fucking their brother. They don't give a fuck. That's how they walking around now. Like, they don't give a fuck.
I'm telling you, they be going to come out with 12 eyes.
Oh, no. They're either psycho, they kill themselves. I mean, when I... Every time I think about how the last kid killed himself, I can't do nothing but laugh.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's safe word is Shaquan.
Shaquan. He I don't know if you've ever played Assassin's Creed, but for those of you who have, he Assassin's Creed out that window. So funny that I chuckle every time I think about it. That's how funny that shit was. But anyway, this show is known for violence, gore, all that bad stuff. You know, I mean, your worst fears and nightmares for your favorite fucking characters. So last week, I wouldn't say she's one of my favorite, but she's an interesting character. I am sort of invested in sort of what happens to her in her trajectory or to the end of this whole thing. So because basically one of my absolute favorite characters was, I guess, in some way married to her. So anyway, she's captured. She's brought back to the person she's done, unforgivable things to. And I'm thinking...
She's eaten.
Well, no. She isn't. She
isn't eaten?
She's forced... Yeah, she's sort of forced to watch someone she loves sort of slowly die, which... In the world of Game of Thrones, that's sort of the mildest thing I feel you can do to someone. I mean, this is a world where they rape is an option. rape is an option here.
Nah, no, I'm not watching this.
Yeah, it's and death comes to the good mostly, and your favorite people never will make it to the end, except for one that I'm holding really strong. That I'm holding really strong will make it. But anyway, it's one of those shows, and it's just like it. I don't know. I wish I kind of had somebody else to kind of bounce this idea off of, because it's just, it feels so wow.
That's week on the Game of Thrones. We gonna turn a bitch inside out and then set them on fire.
Yeah, and instead
deep fry somebody.
Instead, it's like, no, I'm going to tie her next to you, and you're gonna watch her slowly starve to death.
That's actually a pretty dark thing.
I'm sorry, dude. When you watch somebody you really, really dig, get their fucking eyes gouged out of their fucking head, their teeth knocked from their fucking head, and on top of that, ended with a skull crush, watching their head get it just crushed with somebody else's bare hands like a fucking melon. I'm sorry, dude. Watching a bitch starve to death is literally on the bottom of the list of things that's the worst thing that can happen.
So not... winning me over.
I'm sorry. And it's not
hand skull crushings and whatnot.
Dude. And it's not even that. It would be one thing if that thing just happened. But on top of it happening, it happens to a character you really, really like. And it happens at the worst fucking time. And yeah, man, it's awful. Yeah, no, that's what Game of Thrones is. It's despair. that's their brand of crisis.
Why in the hee-haw hell is everybody watching it?
Everybody kind of wants to, because everybody's kind of hoping for their comeuppance, and to some extent, there's a chance it could happen. And then I don't know. It's not over yet, man. Until it's over, we don't know who wins. But there will be a lot of death and a lot of blood in the meantime. So I guess this is what we tune in for. We're all sick, sadistic.
I've seen you've America. Done this, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take off all your skin, and this is a field mouse, and this field mouse is going to eat you alive. It's going to take 6 months, but he's going to eat you alive.
Yeah, we're only going to heat up the canister we're going to put him in every Thursday. But no, it's bad, man. But anyway, I'm also watching Power, which I really don't have anybody to talk to about Power. I would love to. Power was so dope. Okay, so you don't watch Power, so here's another. Now we're going to spoil Power, everybody. So,
which means Fly with Bats podcast. Mm-hmm. Mr. Bats, just cover your ears for this.
Yeah, please cover your ears. Wait, no, he's caught up. But last time I talked to him, he was caught up. He hasn't caught up yet. He just said he was when we recorded Spider-Man.
I don't know.
Anyway, okay, fair enough. If I do apologize, or, cover your ears, good sir. All right, here we go.
Wasn't there a scene where 50 Cent just whipped it out?
I don't even really understand how that happened.
Because that's like you're once again trying to sit up here and not have me watch the show.
If you don't want to see 50 Cent penis, 50 Cent. I'd definitely avoid the show. Like, but I never really saw a good shot of 50 Cent penis. And I was kind of I never went back to find out why. You know, like, no, don't get me wrong. I missed the moment where clearly we saw 50 Cent dick. And, you know, I wasn't really interested in seeing it.
Because I wasn't interested. Auntie was, and somebody got a call.
Well, look, I wasn't interested in it. So I didn't go back to see, oh, did I miss dick? Let me go back to make sure where did I miss dick? You know what I mean? Like, I was just like, that was one of those things I missed. And I was just like, you know what? I'm never going back to find out. I'll take everyone's word for it. Oh, shit. His dick was on television. Well, I'll tell you what. And here's the thing. I didn't watch it live on air. I imagine that they may have altered it at this point in all its iterations.
Here's the one thing that I hear about Power.
What's up?
People love the show, but hate each and every one of the fucking characters and wish they all die in a fire.
What? Really?
The character they love the show.
Who are you talking?
But the characters are. There was a think piece that I saw on Facebook. It was like they love the character. They love the show.
Right.
But the characters are terrible, terrible people.
They do. They a lot of them do a lot of things that one might find unforgivable. Yeah.
I just want to hear Naturi Naughton sing again. That's it.
Oh, so Anika Noni Rose.
Oh, shit.
Well, you know what? Okay, so Batch, you go away. Go away if you're not caught up. Go away and never return. Okay, just give me 5 minutes, though, because I got to talk about Anika Noni Rose. Okay, so bye, Batch. Anika Noni Rose. Anika Noni Rose. Her name is Jukebox. Jukebox, like you put a coin in there and it plays a record. Jukebox, right? Jukebox.
Is she just walking around and with like coins in her underpants?
No. So apparently, we find out because she doesn't make it. She doesn't make it to the end of this season. So
Bats, I hope you are gone.
I told you to leave. I told you to leave.
That was blatant.
I told you to leave. Whatever, man.
To anybody else who is not like caught up either.
Believe me, this cat knows this show. He knew it was coming because I won't even say we talked about it. I'm sure he knew it was coming. Probably know if he hasn't watched it yet, probably didn't know it was coming in that episode. But, you know, he knew it was coming. So, no big deal. Sorry if I did. We told him to go. Anyway, she's gone. So, anyway, we find out in this episode where she got the name Jukebox from. And I'm thinking to myself, like, oh. When she explains, she used to know everything on the radio. And when she was young, she used to be able to imitate anybody. She used to be better than the original. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Well, I mean, clearly she's about to fucking sing, right? And you know, right when it's like, so you gonna sing something? They cut that shit away. They cut away. So I'm like, okay, all right, well, all right. And then she's humming some shit like Amazing Grace or some shit for like 5 seconds. And I'm like, well... Clearly, y'all couldn't afford Anika Noni Rose's singing fee.
Apparently.
All they could afford was a hum, nigga. But, like, in my head, I'm like, oh, they're so going to have her fucking sing. And they didn't. It was sort of like, it was one of those things where you expect us to do it, don't you? You expect us. Nope. But, I don't know. Yeah, I thought that was interesting that they did that. But, anyway. So, Power. So Amari Hardwick, I think is his name.
The tall, light-skinned one that was cheating on Janet Jackson in that horrible Tim for Color Girls movie.
Yes, that guy. Right. he and 50 Cent have this moment where they're doing this. They have to join forces, just not to, I guess, not to spoil
nobody
too much of it.
Nobody whips it out, does they?
No, nobody whips it out. But they have to join forces, and it's like... It's sort of like I never have had so much fun with the both of these characters on this show ever. And it's like it's one of those things where it's like they're frenemies and it's like I don't know, man. It was like it was just real dope. Like I didn't know that this show could kind of make me this interested again. And this is a show that like I don't know, you got to watch it because in terms of writing and progression and how they move the story forward, like they move forward in a Lamborghini. In terms of moving the story forward, they move at a Lambert, not a snail's pace, a Lamborghini pace forward.
Okay, to the so point maybe where, I am going to, because a lot of the shows that I watch do just kind of go at a, oh, what happens now?
Yeah, we're building, characters, building, moment, character, up, moment, building, up, building, here up, it is.
Up, you found out your mama was a man, and you just had to throw something. It took two fucking seasons to get to that point.
Right.
So
yeah,
so.
I would if it's something that you can get your hands on, I would definitely give it a shot. I think you'd dig it. But yeah, if here's the thing, you dig Empire, and this show is written so much better. But No diss to Empire, because I'm still a slave, Mr. Daniels. I will always be there every Wednesday. Don't you worry.
Then of course you'll see Jamal give more than a 3-second look to the janitor, and next episode he'll be fucking him.
Well, no, the janitor's gonna toss him a hot ass Pepsi, and he's gonna bless the janitor with a dance. Hey, it's Jamal. Hey, you want this hot ass Pepsi, Jamal?
You're not gonna ever let that hot ass Pepsi go.
Like, you know that nigga was carrying that shit around fucking hot ass New York City in the fucking subway. Hell yeah, that goddamn Pepsi was hot as a motherfucker. He drinking that shit like it's thirsty and refreshing. That motherfucker probably wanted to spit that shit out. He had to sing from spitting the shit out. You know what, y'all? I'm gonna give y'all a little
That's why he didn't sing too much.
I'm gonna dance the fuck up out this bitch. Spit this shit out. Goddamn, want a damn Pepsi. Take this hot ass Pepsi, Jamal. Anyway, I'm sorry.
There's one thing you know, like I said.
But Jamal's gonna wink at the janitor. He gonna toss him a hot ass Pepsi, and then everybody's getting down.
Everybody's getting down.
Swiss beats.
So like I said, there's a 5-second rule. There's Jamal's 5-second rule. He looks at another guy for more than 5 seconds.
Without getting tossed to Pepsi.
Without getting tossed to Pepsi, mm-hmm. He's going to end up fucking him.
Probably.
And like I said, you fought me to the death of this shit.
That's the fuck look.
Yeah, like I said,
mean, because I fuck want look. It better for him. Keep giving up the bujana to everybody. God damn.
You know, Jamal kind of a thot.
Kind of. Nigga. Flip. Flop. Flip, flippity, flop.
For real, though?
Shit. That motherfucker. Fuck, I ain't got no flip-flops around this bitch. Anyway. But anyways.
I can't fit any anymore. I have 2 big feet.
Okay, man. We're going to have to get you some Bob Marley ones then. But anyway. But no, you know what? I'm
curl over so the done. Edge. It's yeah. Not a good look.
But I tell you what. Listen, I'm done with my section, man. And we are... Okay, you know what? We've given them way too much show. So let's jump into some recommendations. Mm-hmm. And then you have a fuck you this week?
Yes, I do.
Okay, cool. So let's try to do these as quickly as possible. And then we'll jump on into the fuck you list and get on out of here. All right, folks? And here we go. So we're back and we're recommending. What you got, sir?
Okay, I want everybody to check out Adam Ruins Everything.
Adam Ruins Everything. Where can we find Adam Ruins Everything?
That is going to be on True TV. It comes on every Tuesdays at 10, 9 Central. And it's basically Adam Conover from College Humor basically ruining everything that you truly knew, that you had in your mind about shit. Like the whole myth that people only use 10% of their brain, that's bullshit. The fact that most low-fat stuff is full of sugar.
Okay.
So.
Cool, okay.
Like I said, and he does, he has like episodes where he takes a situation and ruins just the situation. So it'll okay. be right. Adam Ruins Hollywood, or Adam Ruins Housing, or
Adam Ruins Porn.
Actually, I think that one's coming up.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. Like I said, he is actually one of the reasons I found out that Airbnb, if you are black, you're 16% less likely to get accepted as an Airbnb customer.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah. He also said when it comes to Adam Ruins Hollywood, it's going to fuck up your mind, basically. basically that if you are down for your consideration campaigns are the way, and money is the way most people win awards in Hollywood. So that's another one. But check it out. It's actually, it's funny, but it's actually really, really interesting to watch.
Okay.
So
and that's
Adam Wins Everything.
And where's that? Where can we find that at?
On True TV. If not, just Google it. It's
there. You
there.
Go. All right. And I am recommending. So last week I kind of offhandedly recommended Ozark on Netflix. I am back this week to fully, full on freaking mend Ozark on Netflix.
Oh.
Yo, Jason Bateman, Laura Linney. I don't know who their kids are, but they're dope. And there's this other fucking actor who I've seen in a few things, but I can't, and I don't know his name. I'm sorry. I don't know his name. I've seen him in a few things, but I don't know his name. And I feel like, well, I don't want to ruin that for you, but there's a ton of great talent in here. A few faces I've never seen before. Everybody does a great job. The writing is dope. You know what the thing is? Here's what I really love is great dialogue, and this show has great dialogue. Jason Bateman, great delivery, great dialogue, perfect casting, perfect almost everything, man. I'm on episode about maybe midway into episode 6. It is one of the best shows on Netflix, one of my new obsessions. Netflix is on a effing roll, really. So they're getting to the point where there's almost
Speaking
nothing I won't
of
try
which,
as far as they got. What do you got, man?
I finally saw Lena Waithe's written episode on Master of None.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
It almost brought me to tears. It was a very sweet episode.
Wait, which
one
are you
talking
about?
I'm talking about the one where Lena is...
Wait a minute. I haven't gotten past episode
Angela
like...
Bassett.
Wait, what?
The Angela Bassett episode.
Angela Bassett episode?
On Master of None.
I don't know if I made it that far. What episode is that?
It's called Thanksgiving.
No, not that far in. I haven't finished it yet. I stopped a while back.
That episode is kind of standalone-ish because it basically shows him and I can't remember the name of the girl, her character name. Lena Waithe is the actress's name, but she's the black lesbian.
Oh yeah, okay, cool, got it. Yeah, so, I follow her. I just started following her on Instagram. Yeah,
yeah,
she's
basically
dope.
You see her.
She's friends with Issa Rae. Yeah. Did you know that?
They're all friends.
I think she's a writer on the show. Is she a writer on the show?
She's a writer on Master of None. She is a writer on the show.
But, no, well,
Insecure? I'm not sure.
Okay.
But all right. I need to get into that circle. Issa, call me, girl.
Said shit like, it's that easy. Can I get a call, too? I mean, I like to write. I do words. I do words.
It's like, we need to be in that circle. They had like a fucking yacht party this past weekend.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
And
I follow
yeah. half the cast.
And they all have this, yeah.
And they
much,
are
yeah.
all on this fucking boat. And I'm like, shit.
I know, it looked dope, huh?
I'm like, y'all are killing me.
Yeah, we should have jumped on that, thing that they had, the internship that they had.
Baby voices on the boat.
Yeah, Baby Voice. I'm glad Baby Voice made it to the show. I'm really dig. Because you know who I think another character I miss actually is the one that she kept running into every stop sign with. And he's like the one she slept with at one of the office parties or whatever. You know the guy I'm talking about?
The really nerdy one.
Yeah.
He had a show. He had a show at one point.
I thought I saw him somewhere else.
He had this like really science fiction-y show on it only made it past the fucking pilot.
What network was it on?
It was on Issa Rae's YouTube channel.
Oh really?
Yeah.
What?
It was.
It got canceled on YouTube.
It was the only you only saw one episode, and I thought it was interesting as hell. Mm-hmm. But you only saw one episode.
Okay. Well, I'm sure there was something there. But okay. All right. Fair enough, y'all. Just so we can, because we've given you guys a lot now. We're really doing the. Yeah. Let's take a look.
Oh, that's not fly with bats territory.
Yeah, but it's like it's skirting.
It's skirting.
It is skirting. All right, y'all. But Ozark, check out Ozark on Netflix, and we're about to jump into the fuck you list. Here we go.
Thank you.
All right, good sir. Who you fucking?
I just want to give a swift fuck you to the Tangerine Tornado once a fucking again.
Okay.
Because this motherfucker decided he was going to go to a group in Long Island with all of these fucking cops and basically say, why do you have to treat people you arrest so good? Why didn't just move your hand when you put your head in the car? He was basically glorifying police brutality. And I'm like, this motherfucker's out of his mind.
Oh, well, yeah, we already know that.
Like I said,
what do we do to stop
when
it
people sit up here and overlook him doing this shit to transgender folk? I just remind hashtag Crystal Appreciation Day. She said something.
What the fuck? Is that like a thing? Is that a real thing?
Well,
is that our thing?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, no, I'm just making sure. I'm like, did somebody steal our shit? All right, cool.
Hashtag Crystal Appreciation Day, because she once said, the bigotry train doesn't stop until it reaches your house.
Right, okay.
You think,
I believe it,
you, if you think for a moment that, yeah, he's just fucking with transgender people and he's not gonna fuck with you, yeah, he's coming to fuck with you eventually. And while I'm at this, fuck this simple heifer Tommy Lauren once a fucking again with her dumbass.
What the abortion lady at?
This, first of all, this heifer sits up here. She did the whole Chelsea Handler interview at Politicon or whatever.
Oh, and I gotta look this up.
Really? She's basically, sitting up here going, Obamacare is terrible and we need to do something and it's not working and it's terrible and all of this shit. And Chelsea Handler asks, well, what health care do you have? And this simple broad decided to say, well, I'm 24, so I'm still on my parents' health care. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're 24 and you're still on your parents' health care,
that's a part of Obamacare, you simple bitch.
So you basically bitching and bitching and moaning about a health care plan that you are on. You are all levels of stupid. You not only are all levels of stupid, but you have no job because you don't know when, you don't know truly when to lie. You really don't. You sat up here and basically said, fuck Obamacare. And when somebody asked you what healthcare are you on, Obamacare, how dumb do you fucking have to be? And while I'm at it, she did this video where she was basically glorifying that asshole, that orange asshole in the White House because of this transgender ban. And she's like, the military is not a social experiment. Bitch, that's what they said about women in the military. That's what they said about black people in the military. That's what they said about gays in the military. So you just keep on repeating this racist ass fuck ass line. And then she was like, the reason we shouldn't have transgenders in the military is because the transgender suicide rate is high. The transgender suicide rate is high because y'all keep on fucking with these people. You keep on fucking with these people. You make them feel like shit. And then when you blow their head off, that's the reason that you gonna discriminate against them more. Fuck your simple unemployed blonde ass. That is a waste of good white privilege right there.
Okay.
I'm done now.
All right. Awesome. And where can they find more of your work at Eric?
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Tumblr. And in a day and a half, you can find me in Canada. I am SoulBoy30. Check me out on my Snapchat. That's LWeber584. And also check me out on my blogspot. That's arrogantobserversrants.blogspot.com. The cat is black. And unlike Tommy Lauren, the cat has a job.
And this is KCRW. This is 7:30. Weather is 78 degrees outside. And we're here with the Arrogant Observer. And apparently the cat is black.
Well, yeah, the cat is. The cat is black.
I have no idea what the fuck just happened there.
The cat works for NPR.
NPR, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Okay, cool. He has a sweater, right? He's got the mug?
He's got
the mug?
Well, yeah, of course he's got the mug.
Okay, cool.
He also has the litter box.
Oh shit, they that's make litter boxes now
well,
too?
Yeah, that's for
the electrical
for the
ones?
Folks, yeah, that's for the folks that are like high donors
oh,
on the NPR.
Dope.
So it's
shit. You can find me, Marty, M-A-R-T-Y, Edwards 504 on Instagram, Twitter, and Sasanapachat. Also go to lowrainpictures.com, click on the Your 30 tab, like, rate, share, get a comment thread going. Give us a 5-star review. We will read it on the show. Anything you want to say. I said I was going to do something last week, and now it's just hitting me what I said I was going to do. So I'm going to do it this week, and we're going to get shout-outs on White Man Can't Jump in Hollywood. Black Man Can't Jump in Hollywood, because white men can jump really high, apparently. Yeah. It's But no, yeah, I'm going to try that. No, I'm going to get us, the Fly With Bats, shout-out if I can, if it works. I don't know. But I'm going to actually do that tonight and see what happens. But the last, let's see what the last episode, when the last episode was posted, so we can have everybody kind of looking for that. But if it does, if they do read it, I will play it on the show. Last episode was posted Monday. Okay, so this is probably a safe time to do it. Yeah, okay. All right. So we're going to, I'm going to do it. I'm going to see what happens. But yo, thanks everybody for listening. Appreciate all you listeners.
Oh,
you, I know you guys
Fly
out there.
Bats podcast.
Yeah, we are shouting out the Fly With Bats podcast. Mr. Bats, Mr. Alpha Joe, Mr. Devin McCoy. I don't know why I keep saying it like that. It just, it's fun. I don't know.
And
Devin
shout out to,
McCoy.
And shout out to
Roxy.
The new guest, Shelly Fox.
What?
Rochella.
Yes. Fair enough.
She's in their new episodes that just came out like yesterday.
Yes, I saw. I have it downloaded and I am
That's what I'm going to be listening to on the plane.
Yeah. Oh, dope.
There
good,
you
good,
go.
Good. Yeah. Heard that.
Gonna
all right.
I'm taking all of you to Canada with me.
Yes.
Shout out to Roxy's Way and
who was developing a podcast. Yeah.
Yes.
Title is dope. So I mean, let's see where it goes. Right. Yeah. She's definitely
that's coming soon.
She has to drink. Right. It's just she just has to like
hey.
You have to smoke, don't you? Well, touche. Anyway, but no, I'm digging. I'm really digging the title. I can't wait to see how this comes out. But yeah, be on the lookout for that, guys. Yeah, that's all I got, man. You got anything you want to tell the people before we get out of here?
Stay conscious. Don't be an asshole.
Stay woke.
Travel abroad if you can.
Yeah, please.
Lord
do.
Knows I will.
Yeah, I heard that. I gotta get my passport. Anyway, all right, folks. Marty out.
See you later, folks.